In this week's episode, number 19, we have Joke of the Week, Listener of the Month, and we have this.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson.
Oh, I'm so proud of him. He doesn't let his disability get in his way. He just likes talking to people.
Intellectually, I just think he's ready to do something. You know, I think he's ready to better himself and get there.
So what he's always wanted to do, and he's chasing his dream, so just give it your all and good luck.
Presented by Jordan Anderson and Scott Bruton. Follow the dream.
How are you doing, mate?
I wish I could say I'm well, but it's been a day, mate. It's been a day.
Go on.
It's just, you know, when you're at work, right, and just it just seems like everything's against you. I've had one of them days, but it's about to get a whole lot better because we're here and we're doing episode 19.
We are. And guess what?
Go on, tell me.
I've watched Shrek.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, mega. So, right, well, we're going to need a full lowdown here. We're going to need a review. Tell me what you thought of it.
Well, I thought it was one of the best films in the world, and I can't believe I haven't seen it before now.
Well, this is it. This we did tell you.
And I might not have told you this, but when Shrek was speaking all the way through the film,
yeah,
I couldn't get the character from Austin Powers out of my head, fat bastard. I couldn't get him out of my head.
You're going to do a little impression.
I eat babies. Get in my belly. That's not from Shrek, people,
no,
by
yeah,
the way.
That's definitely the song. Get out of my swamp. That's from Shrek. So come on, tell me what you liked about it the most then.
Just the characters and the story.
Yeah. What didn't you like about it?
Well, there wasn't much I didn't like. I enjoyed the story, and I just enjoyed everything about it.
So you're going to watch the second one, because I think that's the best one out of all of them.
I am, yeah.
Good.
And I think anyone who hasn't seen Shrek anyway, because I was told this, you should go and see it.
Definitely. Well, I mean, you can't go and see it, but you can probably get it on DVD or...
Or Blu-ray.
Or Blu-ray.
If you posh.
Yeah, but is it on any streaming services these days? I'm not sure, is it?
I don't know. No. It might be on Amazon.
No idea.
But I've no idea.
No idea, mate.
It's time for the Amanda Holden update.
Follow the dream. The Amanda Holden update.
Oh my God! And guess what, Scott?
No, I don't know. Go on.
She's back filming the, you know, the series with Alan Carr.
Yep. Where they buy an house for a quid and try and do it up.
Yeah. She's back filming that.
What a stupid concept, honestly. It's the most ridiculous idea for a show. I mean, you know, I like Amanda and Alan Carr just as much as the next bloke, but yeah, that's wild. But that would actually make sense, actually, because I've been listening to Heart Breakfast, yeah, and Zoe is still on in place of Amanda, so that must be why.
I think Jamie Fixton's still been there, because on the radio the other day, I heard that he was doing it... just in his pants. I don't know why, but that's what he was doing.
Wait, what?
He was just doing the radio show in his pants.
Surely not.
No, it's true.
I mean, because I listen every morning, right? And I do not remember listening to a broadcast that Jamie was in his pants.
He was in his pants.
Crazy.
I'm not making it up. And now it's time for more Amanda goodness. It's the Amanda Holden Fact File.
More Amanda goodness.
Fact is, Scott, what? You know how I mentioned in a previous podcast that she liked roast dinners?
Yes.
Well, this fact that I've come up with now, she's a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. So it led me to think, when it comes to vegetarians, what do they have on their roast dinners?
I feel like you should have asked our Helen to come on. Because she'd have been able to tell you. I mean, she was a vegetarian for 13 years before she went vegan.
Right.
You see, you could have asked what. But luckily enough, I can answer this question for you. So normally, choice of protein would be something like a nut roast. Obviously, they'll have plenty of veggies. And Helen makes some vegan mash as well. and loads of gravy.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody loves a bit of gravy, don't they?
I don't.
Woof.
No, I'm not too keen on it, mate, no. I'm like a hamster. I like dry food.
So you don't like anything on your roast dinner then?
Well, no, like, no, not really. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, there's some times where I'll go, yeah, go on, I fancy a little bit of gravy. But I won't, like, slop it on, like, make my plate swimming in it like some people. It's rank, absolutely rank.
Right.
Can't do that. But, yeah, you know, so sometimes I'll put a little bit of gravy on. But most of the times, yeah, not for me, mate.
Yeah.
Condiments in general, to be honest. Can't do it. I wonder what
Amanda.
I wonder what Amanda thinks about condiments.
I don't know.
Might be a question we'll have to ask her when you eventually meet her.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. I'm just getting the signal. We've got a voicemail coming through.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Scott. It's Kev. I just felt compelled. Firstly, I think yesterday's show was hilarious this week. It absolutely made me laugh. But the thing is, I woke up in the night and I couldn't get out of my head about the fact that Scott was talking about hitting a cow's ass with a banjo.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm currently out with Bella and I've got a banjo.
Hang on. Oh, no.
There you go. I just thought, I'm going to try this out. So I'm just approaching a field now. And there's a few cows I could just see in the distance. And I'm going to see, is it really possible to hit a cow's ass with a banjo? Hang on, I'm going to be quiet now.
Please, no.
I hope you appreciate this. Hang on. Come on. Right. I can see the cow. I'm going to sneak up. Really quiet.
It's like a David Bellamy outtake, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here we go. Is it possible to hit a cow's ass with a banjo? You're about to find out.
Okay.
Hang on. Here we go. Oh my god. Amazing.
Well, there we go. Good friend of ours and good friend of the podcast, Mr. Kevin Orchard. Cheers for that, mate.
Oh, Jesus.
Proving once and for all that you can, in fact. Oh, well, you're right there, mate.
Oh, excuse me.
Proving once and for all that you can actually hit a cow's ass with a banjo.
There you go.
I mean, to be fair, Lukaku probably can, which is kind of the point that I was trying to make. If the Champions League final is anything to go by. But we know Kevin can, and that's the main thing.
Yeah. Hey, mate.
What?
It's a busy show this week, because it's now time for Listener of the Month.
Hello.
Hi, Auntie Dawn.
Hi, are you alright?
Yeah, you're listening of the week. Listener of the month, sorry.
All right. Pardon?
You're listening of the month.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good.
And I've got a few questions to ask you.
Right.
And the first one is, if you were describing the podcast to someone who hadn't heard it, how would you describe it?
Two Herberts discussing a range of topics.
Right.
No, not really. I wouldn't. I'd say a light-hearted conversation between friends.
Right.
And who believe both of you believe that you will follow the dream and have fun on the journey and in between. I think Scott and Andrew's belief in you shines through. And it's just a bit of fun, but helping you to achieve what your goal is, isn't it?
Yeah. And do you have a favourite bit?
I do like the Amanda Fact File, and dare I say I do like the joke of the week. But I think what I most enjoy is that we never know what's going to come out of yours and Scott's mouth when things go wrong and things come up, and I like that bit.
I don't think we know half the time, do we, Scott?
Definitely not.
No, no, that's all the fun of it, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Especially
it is.
When you're live and these things go wrong, that's funny. Quite like when the cup of tea got spilt.
Yeah, I didn't.
I thought it was fun. I mean, to be fair, I didn't find it very, very entertaining because I had to clean it up.
I think it was your laugh, Scott, that made me laugh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
What was your what's been your favourite joke out of all the ones I've done?
Ooh, favourite joke. The one about the scarecrow outstanding in his field.
That was good, that, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah,
I got that one, so yeah, that was good.
Do you have a favourite piece of merchandise?
Your favourite piece of merchandise, I think you'll know it, the Knobhead range. love the Knobhead range, and I've just received an order this week.
That was it was inspired by Rebecca, that wasn't it?
It was inspired by Rebecca, but sadly we know lots of knobs, so it's coming handy for Christmas presents.
So they'll do well.
Yeah, they'll do well for Christmas. I think that you're both doing really well with it. I can see that your confidence is growing every week. It's not as stilted as it was when you first started, and it just flows better, and that's good for the listener.
Thank you, Dawn. So
keep it up. Well done, both of you.
Thank you.
All right.
We got there with you, listener of the month award, eventually.
I know, I've been practicing and practicing, and then tonight I forgot you were ringing.
See, what did I say?
Yeah. All right. Have a good podcast.
All right.
Thanks, Dawn. See you later. Bye.
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 There we go. The listener of the month, Dawn. I mean, if you do want to check out the Knobhead range, there's a plethora of Knobhead products to suit your very needs. Get yourself down to Facebook. Just search Follow the Dream Podcast, and you'll be able to find a link there that will take you straight to the website where you'll be able to browse and, most importantly, purchase your Knobhead products. Yes.
You will indeed. That was the greatest sales pitch in the world.
Is that all right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're taking that, yeah.
I am. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Jordan.
It's time for this.
Do we really have to?
Yeah,
okay.
We do.
Okay.
Because it's part of the podcast.
All right.
Okay. What do you call a man with a seagull on his head?
Cliff! I know this one! 5 points to me.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, there you go. Hey. What do you call a man with a spade on his head?
Dog?
Yeah. What do you call a man without a spade on his head?
Douglas.
Yeah.
God damn.
Three jokes of the week for the price of one, and this is why Follow the Dream Podcast is the best piece of listening material out there at the moment.
Oh yeah, and that too.
We should probably wrap up then, mate, shouldn't we? Because it's getting past our bedtime now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get going then. Bye.
Bye.
A Positive Media Company production. Follow the Dream. Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.